Okay, so step one is determining what your goal actually is. What we need to do here is to determine what it is that you truly want. You can't just set goals willy-nilly and expect to accomplish them, especially if there's no emotional investment, time commitment, sacrifice, or if it just isn't something that means something to you, there's no significance. Most people don't actually know what they want. They think they know what they want, but they really don't. Or they think they want something, and it's actually not a priority to them at all. And the way that you tell this is because the people who set goals and regularly or consistently fail to accomplish them don't actually want those goals. And you might be saying, well, Taylor, you know, that's not true. I try so hard and it doesn't happen for me or whatever. You know, I'm going to call you out and say that that's an excuse. I've had a lot of life experience to be able to tell you that we are capable of whatever it is that we want to accomplish, no matter what inhibiting factors we are talking about. It is simply a matter of being able to handle the interference. We'll talk about that on a little bit later in this audio program. But what I'm getting at is, honestly, you need to commit to yourself that much more. You've allowed something to interfere with you reaching your goal. You need to determine what that is, and you need to identify it and get rid of it. You then need to really establish it as a priority in your life. You know, if your goal, let's just say it's a health and fitness goal. If your goal is to lose 50 pounds, what does that mean to you? How does that goal make you feel? How committed to yourself are you really? On what level are you currently in terms of being able to truly accomplish that goal? Identify what are some inhibiting factors to reaching that. And then you need to prioritize. You need to determine, yes, this is a goal that I must have. Not just a would-be nice goal, right? What I mean by a must-have is it is your number one priority. This isn't just something that it would be nice to have in your life or that you want to accomplish someday. Listen, someday goals will never be accomplished because you don't establish a sense of urgency. And that is another key step in this process, is establishing a sense of urgency in yourself, giving yourself a time frame to accomplish this goal. Because without that, you're just going to procrastinate and you're going to say, oh, I'll start that tomorrow or next week or after I get home from work, or different excuses will just creep their way into your lives and inhibit you from reaching those goals. So you really need to identify a time frame to reach your goal. It needs to be reasonable enough that it, you know, you can accomplish it in that time frame. But it needs to be soon enough that it inspires a sense of urgency. So only you can determine what that appropriate time frame is. But I challenge you to challenge yourself. If you think that this is a 6-month goal, I want you to challenge yourself and do it in 3 months, okay? 90 days. Every single one of us is capable of accomplishing massive goals in a 90-day time frame. That's one massive goal every quarter. You can, depending on the goal, you can accomplish multiple massive goals weekly, even daily sometimes. I've done it. I can attest to it, and I know that you can. It's simply a matter of believing that you are able to do so and taking the action necessary in order to make those goals come to fruition. So to review, the things that you need to do are determine what your goal actually is, set it as a priority. It has to be a must-have goal. You need to establish a sense of urgency in yourself with a designated, reasonable, but challenging time frame. And then the last part is overcoming those inhibiting factors, you know, relationships, associations, thought patterns, emotions, particular actions of behavior that you take. What are the things that are holding you back? Get rid of those behaviors through daily practice of trying something new and establishing a new habit every single day consistently, and then you will start be on your way to reaching those goals. this daily practice concept leads me into the next part of this audio program, which is begin with the end in mind.